The GSAIG gave the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, which oversees GSA, information about this performance awards conference. When we say performance awards, it's really rewarding GSA employees, this case Federal Acquisition Service employees, for their performance for that year, the previous year, so probably 2009. The initial report, again, it's still early, finds that GSA spent about $268,732 on the conference to recognize these employees. Among the findings where the money was spent on $7,000 on a commissioner's reception, which included a violinist and a guitarist, $20,000 on what they said are 4,000 drumsticks. Now, these are not the chicken type of drumsticks. Uh-huh. These are the
ice cream kind.
Or the other ice cream kind, one of my favorites.
Yes.
These are the drumsticks that you play the drums with, and it's basically a souvenir for attendees. And $28,000 for what they, you know, more souvenirs for attendees, about 4,000 time and temperature picture frames. Denham is the chairman of the Economic Development, Public Buildings, and Emergency Management Subcommittee.
We are very disappointed to find out that there are more of these types of parties and lavish vacations that are throughout GSA. The question that came up during the Vegas vacation and that whole scandal was, is this just Region 9 or is this GSA-wide? We believe that this is government-wide. Certainly, this is a culture within GSA. You know, in this instance, rather than mind readers and clowns, they've got guitarists and violinists. You can see they're classing up their act, but it's still a blatant abuse of taxpayer dollars. And it's going to stop. We're going to continue to investigate. And we expect that each of these different agencies will actually, at some point, follow the president's own executive order to cut these conferences out, to cut these bonuses out, and to continue to do away with these awards programs.
Now, Micah says the latest issues confirms his worst suspicions that the agency is out of control. He says GSA has spent 300% more on administrative costs over the last few years.
We're slowly uncovering, again, the incredible abuses that took place. And they have thwarted almost consistently our request, only by Mr. Neely. Again, I think have we actually been able to unearth some of the details of the waste and abuse.
Now, obviously, Mike is referring to Jeff Neely, the former PBS Region 9 official, who had lost his job over that 2010 October Las Vegas conference and other alleged spending abuses.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the interplay between GSA and Congress on this, and has GSA responded to what lawmakers are saying here?
Well, I think the important thing to keep in mind here is that the acting director, Dan Tangerlini, referred this conference spending to the IG. So GSA is referring this. This is not brought to the IG by a whistleblower,
right.
And it's part of GSA's top-to-bottom review that Dan Tangerlini is in the middle of. Now, we did get a comment from GSA. GSA Communications Director Betseda Alcantara says in an email statement that this event took place in 2010, has been in existence since 2002. Under GSA's new leadership, this event and this type of spending is not tolerated. As of April 15th, in 2012, all spending on events, including training conferences, leadership events, team building exercises, award ceremonies were suspended. These events indicate an already recognized pattern of misjudgment which spans several years and administrations. She says it must stop, and that's why Acting Administrator Tangerlini has instituted several new stringent new policies on spending to put an end to this kind of misuse of taxpayer dollars. As you mentioned previously, Jared, the GSA has canceled 36 conferences. They say they saved millions of dollars, and they have a new office that reviews any planned spending to make sure that the travel is justified.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's not been very long since these details come out, but have you been able to talk to anybody in FAS or former FAS folks about this?
I did catch up with one former FAS official who actually requested anonymity because just of the sensitive nature of this issue.
Sure.
The former official points out and points the finger directly at former Administrator Martha Johnson, in fact, as the reason for many of this lavish spending conferences.
Oh.
Now, let's be clear here. This is something that happened before she got there.
Right.
But he says, again, this official says, this conference is something that Johnson set the tone for, the expectation for, and to have these types of conferences. The former official says Johnson believed large IT companies such as, you know, Google, Microsoft, any of them, would have these types of events, so GSA should too. Again, the former official says Johnson wanted a culture of fun and togetherness versus one of strictly business. So again, one person saying this, but this is someone who was with GSA for decades, understands the culture of GSA,
mm-hmm.
and says that the culture follows the political appointee. If the political appointee wants to have big conferences, the bureaucracy follows it. If the culture says, nope, we're going to be strictly business, they're more strictly business. this person says that that's what it was. Now, I think this is part of the reason, that culture issue of why, you know, Mr. Denham, Mr. Mike are so upset, the message these conferences are sending to the rest of government. Again, Congressman Denham.
GSA sets the standard for every other agency, and yet they're not even following the president's executive order. They're not even following their own GSA recommendations. So there has to be a limit. There has to be an end to it. You know, the simple recommendation for GSA is you've got all of these empty buildings across the nation. Utilize some of those buildings to hold a conference in. Highlight what you're actually doing for the taxpayer. Be proud of the job that you're doing and highlight that rather than taking a vacation in Vegas or Maui or now here. So I think that they can certainly do more. And in setting the example, they ought to be using public buildings, public lands, national parks, rather than going out on these lavish things and spending money on lavish gifts.
Now, Denham and Mike have called for more hearings, more investigations. And in fact, the next hearing is scheduled for the last week of July.
And, to that point, now that Dan Tangerlini, the acting administrator, is in there doing this top-to-the-bottom review and referring things to the inspector general, and to be fair, we should remember, if my memory serves me, Martha Johnson, the former administrator, is the one that referred the Western Regions Conference issue to the IG in the first place, or requested an investigation on that. So even that came from...
It was actually the deputy administrator, Susan Brittis, but under the guise of Martha Johnson. I mean, she's saying, yeah, you need to handle this, and you need to figure out if this needs to go to the IG. So yes, she played a big role in getting the information to the IG.
Okay, but now that this top-to-bottom review is ongoing under Acting Administrator Tangerlini, I mean, you think we're going to see more of this, more of these revelations of things that happened back a few years ago?
I'd say there's a pretty good chance, and I think part of the reason is not because they happen so often. I think it's just these things come up, and I think they're looking very hard at everything that's been going on, and I think GSA has been, if you will, burned a little bit by this April IG report, that they're now going to be very maybe oversensitive and push mm-hmm. everything to the IG in kind of the better safe than sorry mode.